Nick, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. A tough one today. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're absolutely gutted the way that we played the first half, and more so we're embarrassed with our performance, because I think in the first half we were nowhere near it as a what we set standards as at Rangers. So obviously to go in at half time, and look, we addressed it at half time, and rightly so, as we were nowhere near it. We were so off it defensively, and how we were not retaining possession either. So that's something that we really need to go and look back at analysis on Tuesday.
The positive in the second half was there was an attempt at a recovery. The team kept going. There was chances created at 2-1 to maybe get back into it, hit the bar in the last minute. Does that give you a wee bit of encouragement in terms of, yes, it was a bad performance, like you said, in the first half, but at least there was no folding and the girls did show that spirit?
Yeah, and I'll never doubt the girls that are in the dressing room. They're always going to obviously turn up in the second half after a poor performance in the first, so we're happy in terms of that part, but still we lost the game, and I hope everyone's hurting right now, because I certainly am, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the girls are as well, as we pride ourselves week in and training just about the standards that we set. So look, the season isn't defined in this game, and that's something that we obviously know ourselves, and we've got a chance to bounce back on at the weekend in the cup, so hopefully we can go and do that as well.
Yeah, in defeat comes the opportunity to respond and to show the character again. Such a massive unbeaten run up until, you know, almost mid-March. Is that then the case of, right, we reset, we get this out of our system, we look at it, we correct it, we go again?
That's absolutely it, as we're going to go back, look at it on Tuesday, and then park it quickly, because you can't dwell on these games too soon, or afterwards. So for us, as we look at it, we fix it what we can, and we move on, because we know it's going to be a really tight end to the season. There's a lot of big games coming up, and it's something that we're going to need to bounce back from.
Yeah, just finally, on that cup final, obviously, next week, the ideal opportunity at Rangers, but every game now is massive. Every game's cup final. The lead now is down to a point. Does it help you now in a sense of it's such a big game to try and bounce back, and there's immediate chance? This team's still going for a treble, as you said. Nothing's lost. Reset, go again. Such a massive game to look forward to.
Yeah, we're absolutely excited for that one. It's a chance to win silverware, and that's something that we pride ourselves in at Rangers, and the history of the club is winning trophies, certainly with the men, and that's something that we really want to do with the women's team as well. So hopefully we can go and do that at the weekend.
Nick, I know it's tough. Thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Joe, thanks for joining us. A difficult day. What's your reaction to that performance and result?
I think my overriding feeling is frustration. I don't think we can allow a first half performance like that in an Old Firm to be physically off it. I can't remember many players winning their 1v1 battles. It's tough for us, because that's something that you kind of expect stepping into these games. We expect to be, you know, right at it, turning up and wanting to be physically capable of you know, beating your opponent. That's something that we pride ourselves on. But then on the back of that as well, our quality just wasn't there. And if, you know, you're not good in possession and you're not good out of possession, you're going to be in for a tough day with it. And that's what happened in that first 45 minutes.
Joe, a tough question possibly, because the squad have been so flawless. But what went wrong today with the start? And can you pinpoint the issues of it?
I said to him at half-time, I said, tactically, it's tough for me to give you anything to tweak it, because the outs are still there that we've worked on all week. I think technically we just weren't quite doing it quick enough. You know, there was moments in the game where we slowed it down where we probably should have sped it up. I think managing that type of possession just wasn't quite there. But they still give us, listen, when we started playing, you could see it in the second half, as soon as we played with any form of tempo and pace and speed and quality, they couldn't get anywhere near us. So they're the moments that we've got to recognise, and we can't wait to be 2-0 down and a bad tackle on a player for us to start stepping up and showing up in games. We've got to do it from minute one, and you can't give, you know, our old rivals a 2-0 lead and expect to just turn it around like that.
So after such a good run, we need to remember we are mid-March, and that's the team's first, it's your first defeat. Mm-hmm. With adversity comes a great opportunity to reset and go again. Is that the message to the players ahead of this week?
100%. You know, it can't all be doom and gloom. We've been unbelievable up to now, and I think sometimes we'll feel a little bit lower because we've been 95% very, very good you know, so it's tough because I think whenever and if that first defeat was going to come, it was always going to feel tough because of the point that we've got to now. We've done so well. I even said earlier that for as bad as we were, it's still only 2-1. You know, we didn't get wiped the floor with. It's not like we're getting outplayed all over the pitch. So, you know, we know that there's massive improvements that we can do. We didn't deserve much out of the game today, but you're still looking towards the end of the game there and we still could have nicked a draw.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you, the positive. If we do take anything, and we're not trying to say that in a defeat, but the girls hit the bar at the end, Rachel has an opportunity, Mia goes through as well, and it's those moments where there were maybe an indecision that we've not seen before, an extra touch.
Yeah.
Should we be shooting? I don't know if it's a cross, it's in between, but that's not been happening this season.
Yeah.
But the positive of that is that even at 2-1 and at a performance you've already said maybe not acceptable, the girls are still going.
That's it. We know we're going to get that from them. I think that's the biggest point. When you've had a first half performance like that, it's really difficult then in those big moments to kind of change that mindset. We need to start the game with a better mindset and a better way of thinking of trying to, you know, I talk about being brave all the time and taking the game to our opponents. And you know, when you're not quite on it, you can't be, with how we play, you can't be half a yard off, let alone 3 yards off, because it can be so detrimental. And we've been into, you saw the start of the season where it took us a while to get into the run of things, and we knew that when we got it right, we'd go on a really good run and we'd be really tough to beat. And you can see that, you know, when you have to change it sometimes, because you know, we do have a depleted squad, and that is not an excuse. But when you've got...
And then you lose Cathy.
That's the thing for me, because she's been excellent in the last few weeks, and it's tough when you're taking a real leader out of that group, and it's not a slight on anybody else that has to come in and play, but, you know, you're losing Cathy out of that back line, which is big for us as well, because she's been in it from the start and recognise that how we want to play, some of my non-negotiables, and work so hard to make it, you know, a real competitive back three. So it's something, you know, we've got to make sure that we're looking back on it, we're putting it right. Like I said, it's not all doom and gloom, because it's not like we've been absolutely wiped the floor with. So there is still some moments in there that we can take some positives from. But you know, we've just got to make sure that we're being better from the start of the game, and we can't give, like I said, our rivals a 45 minutes and a 2-goal lead.
Finally, cup final next week. It's a brilliant opportunity, I suppose, to bounce back and get this out of our system pretty quickly. The message then again this week will be reset. We decipher that, we go through it, we reset, we go again. It's cup final time, and then we keep that mindset till the end of the season.
100%. It's, you know, that has to be the way that we're thinking. We can't dwell on that too much. As I said, we've got to recognise our momentum and our progress this season and how well we've done up till now. Because, you know, I don't think anybody expects everybody to be perfect for a whole season, and I certainly don't. There's going to be moments, it's just how I react after that and how we can step up to the plate and put things right. And there's no doubt we can, because every time that happens, we do step up and we do put it right. So, you know, it's just getting back into that training pitch now and making sure that we put that to bed. We do decipher it, we put it to bed, and then we go again for a different task next week.
Joel, thanks for joining us. Always difficult, but thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clyde View Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins, and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoyed the show.